Hello, and welcome to My Music. This is a music department podcast where members of the Waldingham community share with us three pieces of music that have importance in their life. Today's guest is Leanne McCabe-Arnold. People, keep
on learning. I really enjoy listening to the podcast of the teachers, as I love all genres of music, apart from James Blunt. When choosing my three songs, there were so many pieces of music I could have chosen. However, I have gone with three songs which evoke strong emotions in me, which, when I listen to, feel like I've time-travelled back to that moment in time. My first song choice evokes memories of my time at university. I grew up in a seaside town on the outskirts of Belfast, Northern Ireland. So, as a result, when it came to attend university, I was really keen to study in a big city. So off I went to Manchester University. Now it did help that I was a big Man United fan and that all four of my brothers had also attended the university too. When I was there, I was social secretary, which meant that I was in charge of all the social events throughout the year. There were three of us and we worked together, and one of the events we were responsible for was organising the summer annual garden party, which was a very big deal in the social calendar. We did have an indoor contingency plan, as it did rain a lot because we were in Manchester. However, we had everything crossed that it wouldn't rain, as if we had to move indoors, it would obviously not be a garden party. So you can imagine our dismay when half an hour before the garden party was about to begin, we saw these black clouds moving and the heavens opened up. The three of us stood looking out the rain, feeling completely dejected. But at that moment, a song came on the radio, one of our favourite songs at the time. And for those few minutes, we just forgot about the rain. And the three of us went absolutely crazy, singing and dancing at the top of our voices. And then, lo and behold, 15 minutes later, the dark clouds had moved and the sun came out. I still do think that to this day we had performed some sort of miraculous sun dance. And the song that we listened to was Two Princes by the Spin Doctors. My second song choice reminds me of my time in Abu Dhabi. After teaching for 2 years in London, I decided to move to Abu Dhabi, which was an hour's drive from Dubai, to teach. Now at the time, I didn't know that much about Abu Dhabi, so I had planned to possibly teach there for 3 years and then return to London. However, 10 years later, I was still there. It was really hard actually to leave. One of the best benefits about Abu Dhabi was the glorious weather. Another was the nightclubs. The nightclubs in Abu Dhabi and Dubai were amazing. They were open air, beachside, rooftop, swimming pools. And I remember driving at night on the way to a nightclub in my Jeep Wrangler, which I loved, with the roof off, friends in the car, and this song was playing at full volume. The song was The Cure and the Cause by Fish Go Deep and Tracy Kay. My third song choice reminds me of Hawaii. As quite a few people know, Hawaii is my favourite place in the world. The landscape and people are simply amazing. And of course, it has the best surfing conditions in the world. And surfing is my second favourite thing to do, after teaching mathematics, of course. I'd really wanted to get married on a beach in Hawaii, but just thought it was too far for family and friends to travel. So in the end we compromised and we got married on the beach on this really beautiful island on Florida's Gulf Coast, Anna Maria Island. However, in order to bring a bit of Hawaii to the wedding, the following song was played at the wedding, and it was by a Hawaiian artist called Israel Kamaka Bavoli, and it's Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Many thanks to today's guest, and I hope you'll join us again on the next episode of My Music.
Teachers, keep on teaching. Preachers.